Your way, O Lord, in our life, in my life, come and have your way, hallelujah, in my life, come and have your way, come and have your way. Come and have your way, oh Lord, hallelujah. Come and have your way, oh Lord, in my life, in my life. Come and have your way, hallelujah, in my life, come and have your way. You are the mighty man in battle, oh yes, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. Oluwa, you are the mighty man in battle, oh yes, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle, Jesus, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, oh El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name, Jehovah. You are so good in my life, Jehovah. Oluwa, you are so good, Jehovah. Oh, Jehovah, you are so good in my family, Jehovah. Jireh, you are so good in heaven, you are the king, you are the king of kings on the earth, you are the Lord, you are the in my life, Jehovah, you are the great warrior, Jehovah, Jehovah, oh, you are so good in heaven, in heaven. On the earth, Jehovah, you are the Lord. Oh, in my life, Jehovah, you are the great warrior, Jehovah. Oh, yes, you are so good, oh Lord, my God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, my God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, mighty God. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. Hallelujah. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. Amen. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he owns my future, my life is worth a living just because he lives. Sing it one more time. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he owns my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Amen. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Because he lives, we know we can face tomorrow. Let's appreciate him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the brighter morning star, the one that was, that is to come, the one that is more than every man and all God and gods. There is none like unto him. In holiness, there is none like unto him. In perfection, there is none like unto him. He's the miracle worker, he's the counselor, the wonderful Emmanuel. Father, we bless you. The Bible says, who is like unto thee, oh my God? Who is like unto thee? Among the other gods, who is like unto thee? You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. You are doing wonders at will. Father, we bless your holy name for tonight. We appreciate you, Lord, for your mighty hand upon this family, upon this prayer line, upon everyone, upon everywhere that we have connected tonight. We thank you for another opportunity that you have given us throughout tonight. It's only those who are alive that can connect even to the prayer line. But we thank you, Lord. Many of our mates, they are in the grave now. Many of our people that are even not up to us, as old as us, they are already in the grave. Some that are even more older than, they are already in the grave. But we thank you, Lord, for keeping us alive till the moment, Lord. We worship you over our children. We say thank you, Lord. For the what you are passing through, we say thank you, Lord. The Bible says all things work together for good for those that walk according to the glory of Christ. Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus mighty name we pray. The Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and there is no truth in us. But tonight, the only weapon that we have as a believer is that we should connect God back to the throne of your mercy. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, the way I've let you down, in the name of Jesus, have mercy upon me for speaking what I'm supposed not to say. Father, have mercy upon me for going to what I'm not meant to go. Father, have mercy upon me to acting the way I shouldn't react. Father, have mercy upon me. Open your mouth, I'm going to ask God. Ask God for mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus. For reacting to things you are supposed not to react to. Father, be merciful unto me. Have mercy upon me. If I say I have no sin, I'm deceiving myself. Father, Lord, tonight, I present myself before you as a living vessel, as a sinner. Have mercy upon me. Use your blood that you shed on the cross of Calvary to cleanse me tonight. The Bible says, in Psalm 24, he said, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Most High? Anyone that have a clean hand and a pure heart. Many of us, our hearts are dirty. Many of us, our hands are dirty. We cannot receive anything from the Lord. We can't even ascend to the throne of your grace. But tonight, O Lord, use your blood that you shed on the cross of Calvary to cleanse all our iniquities, all our secret sins. Father, have mercy upon us tonight. Have mercy upon us tonight. In the name of Jesus, you had mercy upon blind Bartimaeus. His story never remains the same. Father, tonight, O Lord, we commit ourselves before you. Have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says, do not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. Enemies are around everywhere. They have their devices. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Say, every principality and power around my life, wherever you are, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power around my environment, I sign against to hinder my prayer tonight. Oh yeah, be scatter. In the name of Jesus, scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, I scatter you tonight. You the rulers of darkness, principalities and power in the heavenly places, in the second heaven, I pull you down tonight by the stone of my prayers. In the name of Jesus, every voice from my Father's house saying my prayer will not be answered. Every voice from my mother's house saying I will pray in vain. You are a liar. Die by fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are going to fire the first arrow that is. Say heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire in the name of Jesus. Let the heaven over my prayer open in the name of Jesus. Father, let the heaven over my prayer open tonight by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the heaven over my prayer tonight open by fire in the name of Jesus. Open in Jesus mighty name we pray. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise tonight. Fight my battles for me in the name of Jesus. The Lord of Elijah, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, arise tonight on behalf of me and my family. Oh, yeah, fight my battles in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, fight my battle. Every secret battle, every battle my children are facing, every battle my wife is facing. Oh, Lord, arise tonight. And fight my battle for me. Oh, Lord, fight my battle. Fight my Holy Ghost. Arise and fight my battle tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to sing this song solemnly. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Ready to deliver. Ready to save. Ready to deliver, ready to set me free. Holy Ghost, arise, so in your power. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Ready to deliver, ready to save. Ready to deliver, ready to set me free. Holy Ghost, arise, so in your power. Oh yeah, Holy Ghost, arise, so in your power. Holy Ghost, arise, so in. Say, Holy Ghost, arise in your power tonight. Deliver me from the hands of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Deliver me from every strong man in my father's house, in my mother's house. Holy Ghost, deliver me. Father, deliver me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Deliver me in the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. Father, deliver me tonight from the hands of the wicked in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, deliver me tonight. Deliver me tonight from the hands of the wicked ones in the name of Jesus. Father, deliver me tonight. I need your help. I need your help tonight. Deliver me. Deliver me tonight in the name of Jesus. Deliver me tonight in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for somebody here tonight. Every voice that want to silence you this year, haya kalaba, rikalaba, rikla brasataba. Every voice from your father's house, every voice from your mother's house, rising up against you in order to shut you down. Tonight, if your amen can be loud, I command the voice to die. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, if you keep quiet, the enemy will prevail. I want to shout this one loud and clear. Say, evil voices from my father's house, tormenting my life. You are a liar. Die! Open your mouth and pray. another prayer. Every evil voice from my father's house, every evil voice from my mother's house, tormenting my life, tormenting my children, tormenting my destiny, tormenting my life. You are a liar. Die. Aha! Pray. Command the voice to die in the name of Jesus. Command the voice to die in the name of Jesus. Command the voice to die in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Say, every satanic barrier standing on my way to my breakthroughs. Say, every satanic barrier on my way to breakthrough, by the power that pulled down Jericho, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every barrier standing between me and my miracle, you are a liar. Fall down, die, fall down, die, fall down, die. By the power that pulled down Jericho, I pull you down tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I pull you down tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I pull you down, I pull you down, I pull you down, I pull you down. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. I pull you down. I pull you down in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. There are 7 people that will pray this next prayer, and there will be a sudden change in their life for good. Get yourself ready. One of the names of the Lord is that is Jehovah. Jehovah is the story changer. He can change your story from minimum to maximum. In the mighty name of Jesus, he changed the story of Joseph from the prisoner to the palace. I decree tonight, as you engage in this next prayer, the power that brought out Joseph from the pit, that sent him straight to Potiphar's house, the same power that pulled him from Potiphar's house, that sent him to the prison, and finally, the power that pulled him from the prison and landed him in the palace, the place of glory, the place of honor. I decree tonight, as you pray this next prayer, you will land in your palace. You have been dwelling enough in your pit, enough of prison experience. Now move to your palace. I see you moving out of that pit in the name of Jesus. I see you delivered. The Bible says, whosoever the Son of Man is set free is free indeed. There is somebody here. Every cage that the enemy has used to tie your family down, I see you break the chain. I see you break the chain. I see you break the chain. I see you break the chain in the name of Jesus. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, Jehovah, you are the story changer. Arise and change my story tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Oh Lord, you are the story changer. Arise tonight. Change my story. Oh, change my story tonight in the name of Jesus. Oluwa, arise. Father, arise tonight in the name of Jesus. Change my story. Change my story. Change my story. Change my story from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Change my story in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Change my story tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, change my story tonight. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are prayed. Now you are making progress. You are going to shout this all loud and clear. There is a particular miracle that is about to bombard somebody on this line tonight. The miracle that will suddenly wipe away your tears. I decree by the mandate of Jehovah, there is somebody with a loud amen, irrespective of where you are tonight, that a miracle that will wipe away your tears, a miracle that will say, this can only be God. A miracle that say, nevertheless. A miracle that say, it can only be God. Within now and the 15th of March, receive it by fire. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. In the name of Jesus. Get yourself ready and pray with anger in your spirit. The angel of God are around here in order to give you your answer to your prayer. You are going to shout this on if you love yourself. Say, miracle that will wipe away my tears. Say, miracle that will wipe away my tears. Appear by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Appear by fire in the name of Jesus. Appear by fire. Appear by fire in the name of Jesus. Appear by fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Appear by fire in the name of Jesus. The miracle that will wipe away your tears. Appear. Aha. Pray for that miracle. Pray for that miracle tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray for that miracle tonight in the name of Jesus, my brother. Pray for that miracle. Pray for that miracle. The miracle that will wipe away your tears. Appear tonight in the name of Jesus. Appear tonight in Jesus' mighty name. They appear. I pray for somebody here. All those who thought it is finished for you. All those who have been looking at you that say, let us see how he or she is going to make it. In the name that is above every other name, on the day of your celebration, they will come to see the handwriting of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, they will see the handwriting of God in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to somebody here tonight. By the power and the blood of Jesus, anyone that is going from one altar to the other in order to make sure that they wreck your family, anyone that want to useless your destiny, that want to useless the life of your children, that want to useless the life of your family, if your amen can be loud 7 more times, within now and the next 48 hours, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. They shall be swallowed. 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 In the name of Jesus, they shall be swallowed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me tell you that I always say this thing very well. In every family, there is always a strong man. But quite unfortunately, they did not. You might not know who the strong man is. We are not creating fear on anybody, but those who are privileged to watch the power of change on Saturday, Gio said it clearly, the mother was the one behind the problem of the son. It's there in the Bible. It was Cain that killed Abel. It was the brothers of Joseph that planted them in the sea. I want to pray for somebody here tonight. In the name that is above every other name, if you are not scared, I don't care how close they are to you. Whoever plans your downfall, whoever want to wreck your family, whoever want to kill your children, with a sevenfold amen, angel of God will strike them dead. They shall die. 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 Aha! Yes. Ah. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. If you are scared, please don't pray this prayer. But if you know you have a destiny to fulfill, shout it with anger in your spirit. Say, any man, any woman that need to die. Ha! For me to have peace that passes man's understanding. Ha! There is a particular peace like a river. There is a particular peace that surpasses man's understanding. Let me tell you, until some people go to the grave, you might not be able to possess your possession. The Bible said the kingdom of God suffered only violence. And until when you are violent, you cannot possess your possession. There was a Bible in Isaiah chapter 6. The Bible said Isaiah could not operate as a prophet until King Uzziah died. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. It said in the year King Uzziah died, then Isaiah was able to see the Lord. Isaiah has been operating as a prophet from chapter 1 to chapter 2 to chapter 3 to chapter 4 to chapter 5, where he could not see the Lord. Somebody need to die for your glory to shine. You are going to say this all loud and clear. Any man, any woman, that need to die for me to have peace that surpasses human understanding. What are you living for? Die! Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Whoever need to die for me to have peace that surpasses my understanding. Oh, yeah, die by fire. Die by fire. Oh, yeah, die by fire. Die. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. For me to have peace that passes man's understanding. Command them to die. Command them to die. Command them to die. Command them to die. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to cry this one loud and clear. If you are scared, please don't cry. Don't cry. You are don't shout. A shouting side is a winning side. If you know that witches are flying in your family, wizards are fooling you, you want to cry this one loud and clear. Say, witches and wizards of my father's house, of my mother's house, enough is enough. Die! I open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Every witch and wizard in my father's house, in my mother's house, in my in-law's side that have vowed that my life will remain like this. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die, 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 die. Aha! Yes, 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 yes. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Command them to die. Aha! Pray, 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 pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Isaiah 41. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray for somebody here tonight. Isaiah 41. Yes, Isaiah 41. I want you to go there quickly. Let us pray a few prayer points from that place. Sheke Lebosh. Isaiah 41. Marika Labasuta. Thank you, Lord. And I quickly read from verse 10. Say, fear not. I am with you. That is a word for somebody tonight. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. It said, fear not, I am with thee. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I don't know which kind of help do you need tonight. In the name that is above every other name, the help of the helpless, which is Jehovah Jireh, shall locate your story tonight in the name of Jesus. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. For do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. To crown that kind of help, he said, I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. In that said, in verse 11, he said, you might not know, behold, all, he didn't say some, he didn't say few, he said, behold, all they that incensed against you, that means people that gather together against you. The Bible is telling you today, it doesn't matter the number they are. He said, all that gather together against you, he said, they shall be ashamed. I decree to somebody here tonight, those who want to shed tears over your family members, those who have seen the glory of your children and they are making up their mind that they were going to tamper with this. The Bible says, all that the incensed against you, they shall be ashamed. I pray for that sister tonight. I pray for that brother tonight. Your enemy that has gathered together against you, they shall be put to shame tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall be put to shame tonight in the name of Jesus. And that's not the only one. He said they shall also be confounded. They said they shall be as nothing. That means you might not be able to find them. And the worst thing is that he said, and they, that means it cannot be only one person, they that strive with thee shall perish. I stand on the authority of the name of Jesus tonight to decree to somebody here that those that decide to fight you for no reason, those that decide to put you into trouble for no reason, heaven will perish them. In the name of Jesus, they shall perish. 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 In the name of Jesus. In that said, in verse 12 of that scripture, it said, though you seek them, but you shall not find them. Even those that contend with thee, comma, and they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. That means you will not see them anymore. And why is God saying this? For I am the Lord thy God that uphold you with the right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help you. Ah, there is somebody on this line tonight, Chayaka, that a help that you have been desiring, God. That, Father, when will my story change? You have been crying to God. I've been hearing people giving testimony. When will people gather to rejoice me? I decree tonight by the mandate of Jehovah, God will hold you with his right hand in the name of Jesus. The right hand of God is power. The right hand of God is power. The right hand of God is power. I see God holding you with your right hand. He said, those that war against you, they shall perish. And he personally said it in his word. He said, I will help you. Ah, you are going to save, oh Lord, my Father. I don't know the area you need help. If it's your paper, mention it to the Lord. Nobody's hearing you at all. If it's your job, mention it to the Lord. Nobody's hearing you at all. If it's your marriage, mention it to the Lord. But I know that there's somebody on this line that desire a particular help. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes up to the hill, for where cometh my help? My help come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Heaven is about to help somebody tonight. I say, heaven is about to help somebody tonight. In the name of Jesus, say, oh Lord, my Father, in my marriage, in my finances, in my life, I need your help. Help me, Lord. Open your mouth and cry to the heavens. Cry to the heavens tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me. Father, help me. Oh, do I need you? No. Oh, do I help me? Father, help me tonight. In the name of Jesus. You are the help of the helpless. Oh, dear mommy, oh, do I? On behalf of my children, I need your help. On behalf of my life, I need your help. On behalf of my ministry, I need your help. On behalf of my finances, I need your help. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, wherever do you need help? In the name of Jesus, a help of the helpless here. The Lord is hearing you tonight. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is hearing you tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Open your mouth. Aha. Yes. Open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, I need help. I need help, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to pray like this. Many of us has lost our laughter. You have misplaced our testimonies. Opportunities has bypassed us, and we are struggling to recover them back. But tonight, I pray for somebody here. The laughter you have lost. You want to smile, but nothing is really funny. You want to rejoice, but since tears is just working out. Tonight, your laughter shall be restored in the name of Jesus. Your laughter shall be restored in the name of Jesus. I say your laughter shall be restored in the name of Jesus. Psalm 126 verse 1. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream, and our mouth was filled with laughter. I decree tonight, standing on the authority in the name of Jesus, that your lost laughter shall be restored tonight in the name of Jesus. You are going to cry like this. You have seen somebody here, you have been laughing before, but something tragic happened and the laughter does suddenly stop. But tonight I have an information from you. As you pray this next prayer, your lost laughter miraculously shall be restored back to you in the name of Jesus. Shout this one loud and clear. My lost laughter be restored back today by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Your lost laughter, Oluwa, let them be restored tonight. Lord, you must say, I will not cry. Over my children, I will not cry. Over my wife, I will not cry. Over my ministry, I will not cry. Over the church of God, I shall not cry in the name of Jesus, because my laughter shall be restored. My laughter shall be restored. My laughter shall be restored. Open your mouth and pray. My laughter shall be restored in the name of Jesus. My laughter shall be restored in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I have a word for somebody here. Whoever has made themselves a champion in your father's house, that is determined to wreck people's life, that is determined to hold your testimony with their finger. With the sword of fire, I cut off that finger tonight. I cut off that finger tonight. In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray like this. Say, strong man of my father's house. Strong man of my mother's house. Beloved, you are going to pray. I just remember clearly there are some powers that the fact that you know that you are in the United Kingdom or abroad, they are not happy. Whether you believe me or not, it's a true story. When I was coming to this country, a revelation came that this boy would do greatly well to the glory of God in the United Kingdom. But the day he will be traveling, that nobody should shed tears as if they are missing him. They should not shed tears at all. So, when the revelation came, for you to know that there are some powers that are determined to sow to those who are coming to foreign land to pack it problem for you. The word of comfort that nobody should cry. So my father said, listen, God has spoken, Nobody say, hey, I miss you, I'm going to miss you. Don't bother crying at all for no reason. Just be smiling. Whether you want to cry inside, just be sure you are smiling. They must not see you. He said, anyone that cries throughout their life, they were going to cry to life for life. So everybody quickly wipe away their tears. A woman that we did not tell how I was traveling. She has not gotten in touch with my family for years. On our way to the airport, she called. Mommy, daddy, where are you? They don't want to lie. They say, we're on your way to the airport. They say, I'm around Ikeja. What are you doing there? Who is traveling again? He say, Susu person is traveling. Hey, madam, sorry, that's a warning. They want her. That's a warning. Don't ever. Don't. Do you know that she found herself a way to the airport? She was almost looking for tissue, but my father told her, don't ever cry. Because that was a different instruction. If she had shed tears that day, all the agenda of God for my life would have been truncated. Why? Because a warning has come forth. I want to pray for somebody here. Whoever has shed an evil tears, pretending as if they miss you when you are leaving the country, in order to put you into bondage in this country, ever will fight them dead. In the name of Jesus, they shall die. 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 In the name of Jesus, whoever is watching you day and night from their strange mirror, whoever is controlling your life with a demonic mirror that says, now she's got a new job. She's going for the interview. She wants to marry. They are monitoring you day and night. From Africa, I don't care where they are from, but I stand as an oracle of the Most High God today. Whoever is monitoring your life to destruction, whoever want to send you to early grave, if your amen can be loud seven odd times, after the seventh amen, they shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus, they shall be buried. 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 In the name of Jesus. Beloved, I did not know who told that woman I was traveling. Nobody mentioned it to her. She has not gotten in touch with my family for years. Why would it be that moment on my way to the airport? I want to pray for a sister here. There is a particular power that use their voice to follow you to this country. And that's why the struggle is like you don't know how to do it. But tonight, because you are connected to this prayer line tonight, whoever need to die in your father's house, in your mother's house, for your story to be better than what you are seeing at the moment. If your amen can be loud wherever you are, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. They shall be swallowed. 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 They shall be swallowed in the name of Jesus. That one is being taken care of. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. One of their weapons is to penetrate to people's life through their dreams. You are going to shout this one out and clear. Say, any wicked power programming evil into my life in my dream. Say every wicked power programming evil into my life, in my dream, die suddenly in the name of Jesus. Die. Open your mouth and pray. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Die. Ha, yeah, pray. Pray that prayer for yourself. Ha, yeah, Calabar. Command them to die. In the name of Jesus, command them to die. In the name of Jesus, command them to die. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Therefore, the righteous run into it and they are saved. I pray for somebody here tonight. Any power running after you, both in the physical and the spiritual, any power that is pursuing you day and night, you woke up in your dream, you find out you are sweating seriously, it was the power pursuing you. I decree tonight, in the name that is above every other name, pursuing power shall die. They 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 shall die. In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray this one loud enough for yourself. Say every wicked mandate from my father's house and my mother's house working against me secretly. Mandate. Let me explain that to you. In some family, they die mysteriously at the prime age. In some family, their life is suddenly wasted without apology. No wonder in Isaiah chapter 16, God warned Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, don't ever marry from that city. Why? Because their women die mysteriously. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 16. We want to know that something that Jeremiah chapter 16. Something that happens in some power's life. I pray for somebody here. Every mandate in your family that is assigned to waste people's life mysteriously, that mandate shall be canceled by the blood of Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 16. That was a warning for a man called Jeremiah. I'll start from verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 1. It said, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, you must not marry, number one, and have sons and daughters in this place. So that means there's something wrong with that place. Is that on your Bible? God warned Jeremiah when he grew up to the age of marriage. He said, you must not marry, not raise your sons and your children in this place. He said, for this is what the Lord said about them. The sons and the daughters that are born in this place, in this land, about their women who gave birth to them as their mothers. In verse 4, and also the men who are their fathers. Verse 4, he said, they will die of deadly disease. That is, now imagine if a man, very handsome, working in a bank, did not know about this instruction, and the man go and marry that place, then there's a problem. That's why I said evil mandate in the father's house. Many of us has entangled ourselves in some things in life that you say, hey, why would I do this? Why? There's a mandate in that family. He said, verse 4, they will die a deadly disease. He said, they will not be mourned or buried, but will be like refuse lying on the ground. He said, they will perish with the sword, and famine and their dead bodies will become food for the birds in the air and the beasts of the earth. Why? If a person did not know about this instruction, they might go and marry in a wrong place. Every family has got their evil mandate. In some family, you don't eat okra. It might be their evil mandate. In some family, they say when they give birth, they will put snake in their room to authenticate the child. In some family, they take the child into the river. There is a mandate somewhere. Though the blood of Jesus has redeemed us, but the mandate is still manifesting. You are going to pray this one like this. Say, every wicked mandate There is a sister that is thinking at the moment now, this prayer doesn't concern me. Please pray for your children. You don't know where they are stepping to. Ah, say every wicked mandate working against my life secretly, working against my family secretly, you are a liar. Scatter them. Aha! Now you know why you need to pray. Scatter them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter the mandate. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter the mandate. In the name of Jesus. Every power in your father's house saying people will not live long, I cancel the mandate tonight. By the power and the blood of Jesus, I cancel the mandate tonight. In the name of Jesus, every power that say your children will remarry. They will not stay in their one husband. They will not stay with one wife. I cancel the mandate tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for that person tonight. Every unsettled area of your life, by the time we share the grace in this prayer line tonight, shall receive a divine settlement. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall receive a divine settlement. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall receive a divine testament. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you want to prophesy in the remaining few minutes into your own life. The quicker you prophesy this thing, the quicker your testimony will appear. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Many of us, when your testimony is around the corner, you will see some strange animal looking at you on the street for no reason. They are the power that abort testimonies. You see some things in your dream. Some see it in the physical, that a cat is just walking around them. There is a particular testimony they want to abort. If you see those things in the dream too, they want to abort a particular testimony. Get yourself ready to pray this next angry prayer. Say this one loud and clear. I don't know the animal they have sent to you to be swallowing things, good things from you, but tonight they will vomit them in Jesus' name. Say every satanic animal waiting to abort my testimonies, you are a liar. Die! Open your mouth and pray. Die. Every wicked power waiting to abort my testimonies, you are a liar. Die. Aha! Yes. Yes, pray. Command them to die. In the name of Jesus, every wicked power, every wicked animal waiting to abort my testimony, enough is enough. Die. In the name of Jesus, command them to die. In the name of Jesus. Aha, pray. Command them to die. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pray this one loud and clear. You will soon meet somebody that will change your story for good for life. You are going to pray like this. Sir, my appointment of testimonies. The Bible said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. So as you say it to God's ears, so shall God do for you. Say, my appointment of testimonies. What are you waiting for? Manifest by fire. Manifest. My appointment of testimonies, manifest by fire. Manifest by fire. Now. Aha. Pray. My appointment of testimony, enough is enough. Manifest by fire. What are you waiting for? Manifest now. In the name of Jesus, manifest now. My appointment of testimony, manifest now. In the name of Jesus. Ah, Makalib. Manifest now in the name of Jesus. Manifest now in the name of Jesus. Manifest now in the name of Jesus. Ah, in Jesus. Mighty them, they will manifest. There is some, we are going to repeat that prayer point because of somebody here tonight. There is a particular information that you need, and that information is about to be released to you. But there is a prince of Persia that is withholding that information that will change your life for good. So we are going to repeat that prayer. The appointment must manifest. So I beg of you, if you know you are close to your testimonies, cry it with anger in your spirit. Say, my appointment of testimonies. What are you waiting for? Manifest by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Manifest tonight. Enough is enough. Manifest tonight. In the name of Jesus. Manifest tonight. Manifest tonight. Oduwa, show yourself, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jackie Ogo, na yo. Hey. Jackie Yadu, shalom. Lord, Father, let my appointment of testimony appear. In the name of Jesus, let it manifest. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. In the name of Jesus. Oluwa, let it manifest. Let it manifest. In the name of Jesus, let it manifest. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Ha. You are going to shout this one out and clear. The Bible says, affliction shall not rise up again. So you want to cancel it completely in your life in Jesus' name. You are going to say this one loud and clear. This is a strange prayer. Say, any form of affliction, ha, I deem in my life. Say, any form of affliction, I deem in my life. Hey, a sister need to cry this one and say, any form of affliction, I did in my life. Scatter! Open your mouth and pray. Scatter, 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 scatter. Aha! Now you know why we are praying that prayer. Scatter, scatter, scatter. Every form of affliction. Every form of affliction. Oh yeah, scatter. You shall not rise up again. In the name of Jesus. Scatter, 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 scatter. In the name of Jesus. Scatter now. Scatter now. Scatter now. Scatter now. Now, 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 now. Scatter now. Scatter now. In the name of Jesus. Scatter now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Scatter now. Scatter now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. This prayer point, I beg you, I'm not going to stop. I'll give you about 2 minutes to pray this prayer. There are three powers you want to deal with now. Number one is stubborn problem. Number two is stubborn enemies. Number three is stubborn roadblocks to your testimonies. The Bible says, whatever my heavenly Father as not planted shall be uprooted. So get yourself ready to terminate these three things: stubborn problems, stubborn enemies, and stubborn roadblock to your testimonies. Ayakala Baba. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every stubborn problem, every stubborn enemies, every stubborn roadblocks to my promised land, scatter! Open your mouth and pray. Scatter them. Every stubborn problem, be scattered. Be scattered. Stubborn test, stubborn roadblock, be scattered. Be stubborn enemy, be scattered tonight. Enough is enough. Be scattered tonight. In the name of Jesus, be scattered tonight. In the name of Jesus, scatter, scatter, scatter. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Scatter them tonight, scatter them tonight, scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered. Aha! Pray. Be scattered tonight. In the name of Jesus, stubborn problem. Open your mouth and pray. Stubborn problem. Enough is enough. Be scattered tonight. In the name of Jesus, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Yes, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for somebody here. Whoever is troubling your life secretly, and outwardly they are smiling at you. Whoever is pretending to be your friend, but they are your full-time enemy. Tonight, by the time we share the grace here, heaven will expose and disgrace them. Heaven will expose and disgrace them. Heaven will expose and disgrace them. In the name of Jesus, this next prayer is somebody that knows that there has a spirit of enough is enough. If you desire an instantaneous miracles, pray this next prayer. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52, Mark 10, 46 to 52, blind Bartimaeus had only one opportunity. The Bible said, he cried, he said, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus did not even listen to him at that time. But people asked him to shut up, just keep quiet. But instead of the man keeping quiet, the Bible said he changed his voice to a higher voice. He changed the gear of his prayer. The next 4 minutes to run on this prayer line, I want to change the gear of your prayer. Blind Bartimaeus said, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy upon me. Then Jesus stood still and demanded him to be called. And they called him. They said, he's calling you. Those who say you've got nothing, there's nothing good that will come out of you, they will be there on the day of a celebration in the name of Jesus. They look at blind man, they called him to Jesus, and Jesus asked him one question. He said, what do you want me to do? And he went straight to this point. He went straight to the point. He said, I want my eyes to open. And that was it. So, this next prayer, if you desire an instantaneous testimony, pray this one like this. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, urgent testimonies that will wipe away my tears. I can't hear your sister. Say, urgent testimonies that will wipe away my tears. Manifest by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Urgent one. Urgent one. Open your mouth. 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 Aha. Pray, 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 pray. Pray that prayer. Urgent testimony. Lori Oko. Lori Omo. Lori Aya. Lori Shek. Oluwa O. Urgent testimonies that will wipe away my tears. Manifest by fire. My sister, you are not praying that prayer. Manifest by fire. Manifest by fire. Manifest by fire. People are asking me, where is your God? Father, tonight, let the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, give me an urgent testimony. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Urgent testimony. In the name of Jesus. Urgent testimony. In the name of Jesus. Urgent testimony. My life is available. Appear by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. One more minute. One more minute. Pray that prayer. 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 If you are due for a change of story, shout to the Lord. The angel of God is standing beside you. Declare that one. Urgent testimonies. My life is available. Appear. 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 Aha. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. I believe your voice has caught Jesus' attention. Now, what Jesus told blind Bartimaeus, he said, what do you want me to do? He said, Father, I want to receive my sight. He got a blank check to fill whatever he wanted. Tonight, in the next 2 minutes, I want to give you a blank check. How do you want God to help you? What do you want God to do? Now open your mouth. I'm going to tell the Lord. Nobody's hearing you. Cry to the Lord yourself. Where is the shoe pinching you? Tell the Lord tonight. Tell the Lord tonight. Oluwa, this is my studio. This is exactly what I want. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Shout to the Lord tonight. Shout to the Lord tonight. You have only 2 minutes. He told blind Bartimaeus, he said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I want to receive my sight. He said it straight away. He did not beat around the bush. Go straight to the point. My sister, no story. Go straight to the point. What do you want God to do? Father, I need my paper. What do you want God to do? I want to marry. What do you want? Go straight to the point. Oluwa. I want the goodness of my children to be alive when my children are doing good things. It's your prayer point. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I want to be delivered from this sickness. Be specific. I want to make like it. I'd rather be specific. I don't want to be begging before I eat. Tell God. Open your mouth tonight. You have a blank check. Fill up the check yourself tonight. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, your people are crying to you, Lord. You are the one that can answer all prayers. You are the Almighty God. Your ears is not too small to hear us. Oh, Lord, tonight or not, as they are crying to you, you know them by their names. You know them by their needs. Father, tonight, intervene in every case. In the name of Jesus, let there be testimonies. In the name of Jesus, let people know that they have called upon you tonight. In the name of Jesus, prove yourself in their life in the name of Jesus. On behalf of your children, you will rejoice. You will not die. You will not cry. In the name of Jesus, every arrow shot at your health, I command the arrow to go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I commit everyone tonight to your hand. We have done what you have asked us to do. The Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by your spirit. Father, left to my strength, I would have failed. But thank God for your spirit that is inside of me, that quickens my mortal body. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Daddy, tonight your people have poured their heart to you. One by one, answer their prayers in the name of Jesus. Sooner than expected, Father, let each everyone that will say loud amen, call me that the Lord has done it again in the name of Jesus. Your request shall be granted. Everyone will endorse your request and you will testify to the goodness of God. I decree to your life tonight, in the name that is above every other name, the request you have presented before the Lord tonight, you shall enjoy the testimony in the name of Jesus. I pray for you tonight. You will not be in the grave where your testimony will manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus, the glory of God shall be seen in your life. You will not cry about your children. I cover all our children home and abroad with the blood of Jesus. The hand of the wicked will not locate them. The plan of the wicked will not be come to pass in their life. The glory of God shall overshadow them in the name of the Father and that of the Son and that of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you everyone for joining tonight. I love to share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. To the glory of God, by Friday, we shall meet again on the prayer line. But before then, I await your testimony through a call. So shall it be, in Jesus' name we pray. Three hallelujahs. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you all.